Real old style Group 1 handicap over the mile yesterday, and Regan Bayliss was aboard Private Eye. Congratulations, Regan.
Yeah, thanks, Warren. Thank you for having me on, mate. Obviously a tremendous day yesterday, and yeah, it was a day that I'll never forget, that's for sure.
And it's something to build on. Life in Sydney, in anywhere, it's tough in the riding ranks. You've experienced Hong Kong. You've been down here in Melbourne. What does it mean to you be able to bring that Group 1 double for Gaylord House, Adrian Bott, and for Joe Pride yesterday?
Yeah, it's absolutely tremendous. Made the trip to Sydney just over 12 months ago now, and obviously a very competitive market here. But obviously I love the racing in Sydney. I think it's some of the best racing in the world, and it's great to be here and great to be in the mix, and to be here 12 months and to ride a Group 1 double, a fight stakes, and obviously the time-honoured absence, it's dream come true, mate.
What did you make of the win of Never Been Kissed? She was tough to the line. How did that race pan out for you?
Yeah, tremendous effort from her. This is her first race in preparation, so to be able to win a Group 1 for her and Waikato start is tremendous. But yeah, she went great. Drew a nice barrier, landed in the box seat, and when she popped out and changed legs and gave her a slap down the shoulder, she really picked up the bridle well, and it was a great win from her, and adds a lot more value to her, that's for sure.
Terrific for the stud also, with Tavachi getting his first Group 1 win. You know, what type of feel did she give you in terms of what she might develop into as an older horse?
Yeah, she gave me a tremendous feel. As I said before, Warren, it's her first preparation, so to be able to sort of go from winning a maiden at Hawkesbury to winning a Group 1 flight stakes, it's a great effort, and she's got a great set of lungs on her, and you know, it wouldn't surprise me sort of in the autumn if you see her sort of lining up in a in the Vinery stud stakes and a race like the Oaks. I think she'll get a trip, and yeah, world's the oyster for her.
Talking to Jamie Walter with Joe McKinnon earlier, and he doesn't know what the ceiling of Private Eye is. What sort of a feel did he give you yesterday?
Yeah, he's a great horse, Private Eye. Very well trained by Joe Pride. He had him peaking for the day, and it was a great effort by the horse, and he gives me a great feel. Obviously rode him last preparation and won a couple races on him, and he's just kept improving each time he stepped out, and as I said, he's very well prepared, and can't wait for him to race in the Golden Eagle, because I think he's going to be a cracking chance.
Spring champion next week, leading into the Everest. What are you looking forward to in the weeks ahead? Is there another feature race, hopefully, for Regan Bayliss coming up?
Well, I still haven't got a ride in the Everest, obviously, and just trying it. There's still a few more sort of couple more slots to be taken, and a few more things going on, so I'd love to be able to get an opportunity in the Everest, and obviously the Golden Eagle's just around the corner, so I'm looking forward to that, and yeah, just working hard and continue to try and sort of capitalise on these opportunities.
Days in the office like yesterday are a great advertisement for your talent, Regan. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much, Warren.